January 9th, Isaiah 44:9-11-17-18-25. Jesus says, I continue to speak to you, man, unto all those who, like are worshippers of deceitful idols. There is no need to have an Olympus, like the pagans in ancient times, to be idolaters. There is no need to have fetishes, like the savage tribes, to be idolaters. You too, are idolaters, with the most opprobrious idolatry, you that adore what is not true, that serve a religion which is nothing but to worship Satan, that adore the one in darkness, because you do not want to bow your perverted heads, and even more perverted hearts before what was guidance, and supernatural light for millions and millions of men who were also among the great of the earth, and with the true greatness of the mind and the heart, who in this supernatural light and guidance found the lever for their elevation, the comfort of their lives, and the joy of their eternity, and to whom the world, in spite of its ongoing evolution, looks with admiration, regretting the fact that it no longer has in itself that faith which made those great ones great on earth, and beyond the earth. Since the marrow of your souls is not nourished with true faith, and the knowledge of those eternal truths which are the life of the Spirit, you that have committed the crime against yourselves of denying the Spirit created by God knowledge of the law, and the doctrine given by God and call religion superstition, and describe its forms as useless regard yourselves as superior even to those great ones, who, in your view, should not be absolved of the sin of diminishing themselves to the level of a silly ignorant woman and having shown devotion to the church and obedience to religion, which is nothing but the substance of my law, and the doctrine of my Son, true worship, therefore, of a true God whose manifestations are undeniable and certain. All of them. From Sinai to Calvary, from the tomb crushed by divine power to the thousands and thousands of miracles which, over the course of the centuries, have written God's glories and the truth of His being in time, as words of fire which does not fade out, of molten gold which is not obscured. And like madmen tossing splendid jewels into the sea and carefully gathering pebbles, or rejecting healthy foods, in order to fill their mouths with filth, in exchange for the religion of God, which you reject, not finding it worthy of yourselves, pseudo-supermen with satanized minds, corrupt hearts, and prostituted spirits, idols, in turn, with feet of clay, in the place of the religion rejected, you then accept the demoniac worship of the enemy of God, and become his ministers and proselytes. These are the critics of my religion, these are the judges of my church, these are the accusers of my ministers, these are the indictors of my faithful. They see my religion, the church, priests, and the faithful as an object of mockery and a source of degradation. Then they, who say man doesn't need religion, doesn't need priests, and doesn't need ceremonies to respond to God, make themselves a dark, occult religion, laden with a whole secret rite which bears no comparison to the straightforward, light, filled rite of my religion. Men as corrupt as they are, or more so become its ministers, in whom they believe with blind faith, and they take the histrionics of these men, possessed by Satan, to be the voices and manifestations of God. They become proselytes, and how observant they are, of this obscene parody of worship, of this sacrilegious lie. Here they are. Here are the ones who, in the place of the holy God, of the eternal Savior, set the entity and the hellish entities, and they bow down to the ground before them, these, who regard it as unworthy of a man, to bow before a true altar upon which my glory triumphs, and the mercy of my Son shines, and the vivifying love of the Spirit flows, and life and grace come out of a tabernacle and a confessional, not because a man like unto you in matter, but render the repository of a divine power by the priesthood gives you a little host of unleavened bread, and pronounces for you a formula of human words, but because that bit of bread is my Son, living and true, as He is in heaven at my right hand, with His body and blood, soul, and divinity, and those words make His blood rain down which is pained over having poured out for, so many of you, sacrilegious scorners of it, as it rained down from the height of His cross, to which my love for you had nailed Him. But do you not reflect, O pseudo-superman made of putrid slime ennobled by no light, on your inconsistency? You reject God and worship the idols of an obscene, demoniac religion. You say you venerate, and believe in Christ, and then flee from His Catholic, Apostolic, Roman Church. You set a cross in the place, where you call the enemy of the cross, and of the Holy Crucified One. It is as if you were spitting the regurgitation of your interior upon that cross. And what greatness do you see in your farcical priests? In the mass of mine there are many who are deserving of reproach. But what about yours? Which of yours is holy? The best ones are lustful, gluttons, deceitful, and proud. The worst are crooked and savage. but among yours you have nothing better. Nor could you have anything, for if they were honest, chaste, sincere, mortified, and humble, they would be saints, that is, children of God, and Satan could not possess them to lead them astray, and lead you astray through them. After years and years in which they term themselves instruments in the hands of God, have they improved their nature? No. Such as they were, so they remain, if they don't actually get worse. But don't you know that contact with God is a continuous metamorphosis making a man into an angel? What good advice later confirmed by facts have they ever given you? None. They say one thing to one person, and another to another on the same topic, for they are Satan's bait and I, the supreme power, confuse their ideas of darkness with the unbearable splendor of my light, which they cannot endure. That light is joy and guidance only for my children, who soar into the future times with it in their hearts, not by their own power, but by its power, and with the eyes of their spirits, see and with the ears of their spirits, hear that which is God's secret, the future of man, and in my name, say what the Spirit places upon their lips, cleansed by love and made holy by pain. Diviners, astrologers, savants, and doctors of the Satanism which my son condemns, and which I cover with a twofold condemnation, with a threefold condemnation for your satanic religion, which camouflages itself in pompous names, but is nothing but Satanism, is a sin against me, the Lord of heaven and earth, before whom there is no other God, is an offense to the Son, the Savior of man, ruined by Satan, and is an offense to the Holy Spirit, by your negation of the known truth. Realize that I turn your occult science into foolishness, and prepare the sternness of an eternal future for you, that have not wanted heaven, but hell as your kingdom, and have wanted Satan, not God, as your pontiff, king, and father. I thought Jesus was speaking, but it is the eternal Father. May God will that his word should penetrate into that heart which you know of. Jesus then says to me, Maria, you have offered yourself unreservedly, haven't you? You want souls to be saved through your sacrifice, don't you? And then don't you consider that I told you that souls are conquered with the same weapon with which they are lost? A soul's impurity, with purity. Pride, with humility. Selfishness, with charity. Atheism and lukewarmness, with faith. And despair, and despair, and despair, Maria, with your moments of anguish which nevertheless do not despair. But call God, look at God, seek God, and hope in God, even when Satan, the world, men, and events seem to conspire against hope, and ally themselves to say, God does not exist. In this satanic hour you are living through, whereas only one weapon should be used to overcome Satan's war on God's creatures, whereas it would suffice to invoke my name with intrepid, compelling, inflamed faith, hope, and charity in order to see Satan's armies take flight and their instruments, which I curse, falling in pieces, what rises from earth to heaven, and never does it rise from you, so much as when there comes down upon you the horrible scourge of the homicidal, deadly weapons which Satan has taught to man, and which man has accepted, in setting aside the law which says, love one another as brothers and sisters, in order to take up the one which says, hate each other as I, Satan, hate. A chorus of blasphemies, curses, and mockeries of God, of acts of despair. Death often brings to a halt those words on your lips, nails them into you, and carries you off that way, marked by a final sin, in my sight. Maria, you are amazed, that after so much help I should now leave you to feel such anguish. I helped you in the hour of the death of the one you loved, and I gave you my heart as a pillow, and my mouth as music and linen, which dried your tears with its kiss, and relieved your pain with its song of love. But that was your pain. You had already offered it to me, and I had already used it. It was time for me to reward you for it. It was time for me to sustain you, because you must serve me still, my little voice, and I don't want you to die before the moment when your mouth may remain silent, having given enough of my word to undeserving men. There are now too many who damn themselves in despair, and die accusing me. Even in the mouths of children who are today more capable of blaspheming than of praying, of cursing than of smiling, and they will be increasingly capable of blaspheming and cursing, poor flowers sullied by the world, and by its infernal king, when theirs is nothing but a still, closed bud. In order for your utterly excessive curses, not to have to be responded to, in the end with one by me, which would exterminate you, without giving you time to call upon me any longer, in order for your utterly excessive accusations against me, not to make me turn upon you in the end my tremendous accusation, in order for your utterly excessive acts of despair, the natural result of your lives as illegitimate children, not to make me reply in the end with my eternal condemnation of you, my saved ones who trample upon me, and the salvation I have given you, it is necessary for there to be victims who pray, bless, and hope. But I repeat, let them suffer, and suffer from what makes their brothers and sisters suffer. Let the victims purify with their loving, suffering, praying, blessing, and hoping the places in which people go to meet death, not that of the flesh, but of the spirit. I tell you that, if the number of those who love, believe, and hope were equal to the number of those who do not love, do not believe, and do not hope, and if in the tragic moments in which slaughter looms before you an equal number of invocations were to arise alongside the imprecations, note that I am not saying a greater number, but an equal number, all of the snares and wishes of the demons and demon men would be left shattered, and would fall without doing you any more harm, like a vulture whose wings are broken, that can no longer plunder. Courage. Be someone who saves. To save. To save humanity I left heaven. To save humanity I experienced death. To save. The greatest act of charity. The one which was the charity of Christ. The one making you, saviors, the souls that are most Christ-like. I bless you, O all of you that are sisters to me in saving. I bless you. I bless you, to whom, in order to make you happy with immeasurable, eternal happiness, I have granted the gift of being someone who saves. Go in peace. Remain in peace. I am with you, always.